As soon as the gospel began to be announced to the Gentiles, many Christian communities sprang up outside the frontiers of Judaism. The two largest assemblies in Palestine were the church in Jerusalem, composed mainly of converted Jews, and the one in Antioch on the Orontes in Syria, where Christians of pagan origin were predominant. But soon the spread of the gospel among the Gentile nations led to disagreement in the church. Some of the believing Jews, Pharisees for the most part, maintained that the Gentile Christians had not only to believe in Christ, but had also to keep the law of Moses in order to be saved. These legalistic teachers sent men to Syria to persuade believers of pagan origin there to be circumcised and to conform to Jewish customs. This caused much confusion in the church in Antioch, so Paul vigorously opposed their teaching. The debate became so intense that it led to an unfortunate incident. The Apostle Peter went to visit the church in Antioch. To begin with, he joined in the everyday life of these non-Jewish Christians, eating and sharing with them. But his attitude began to change when some men sent by James arrived there. Because of these teachers, Peter drew back and avoided eating with the Gentiles. The other Jews joined him, so that even Barnabas was affected by their behavior. Paul then opposed Peter, who was in the wrong, and rebuked his inconsistent attitude in public. In front of everyone, he reaffirmed the fundamental principle of salvation through repentance and faith in Christ alone, no other condition being needed. Peter was well aware of this truth, as he had been the first to announce it after the conversion of the Roman centurion Cornelius. And yet, because he was afraid of these legalistic Jews, he had reverted to his old ways and had set a very bad example. Paul speaks of this incident in his letter to the Galatians. The most pressing need for the church at that time was, therefore, to clear this matter up and reaffirm the truth. So the church in Antioch sent Paul, Barnabas, and some of the others to Jerusalem to refer the issue to the apostles and elders. They were sent on their way by the church, and when they arrived in Jerusalem, they were welcomed by the apostles and all the members of the assembly there. Then they told the church all that God had done through them, and how the Gentiles had been converted. But some of the believers who belonged to the party of the Pharisees stood up and said, "The Gentiles must be circumcised and required to obey the law of Moses." So the apostles and elders met together to consider this question in the first church council, which was held about AD 49 in Jerusalem. After much discussion, Peter got up and reminded the members of the council how God had sent him to preach the gospel to the Gentiles when Cornelius and his household had been converted, and that the Holy Spirit had been given to them as he had been to the believing Jews. "God made no difference between us and them," he said, "for he purified their hearts by faith. So then, why do you want to put God to the test? For we believe it is through the grace of our Lord Jesus that we are saved, just as they are." Peter, like Paul, was now convinced the Gentiles did not have to become Jews to be saved. Then Paul and Barnabas got up and told the assembly about the wonders and miracles God had done among the Gentiles through them. When they had finished, James spoke up, saying, "Listen to me, brothers. Simon Peter has explained how God showed his concern for the Gentiles by taking from among them a people for himself. The words of the prophets agree with this. It is my opinion, therefore, that we should not trouble the Gentiles who are turning to God. Instead, we should write a letter telling them to abstain from idolatry, immorality, from the meat of strangled animals, and from blood." It was decided to send the letter with Paul and Barnabas to Antioch, and the two highly respected members of the church, Judas and Silas, were to go with them. The letter was addressed to the Gentile believers in Antioch, Syria, and Cilicia, saying, "It seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us not to burden you with anything beyond these necessary requirements." When the believers in Antioch read the letter, they were filled with joy and were encouraged by this message. Next episode, James and his epistle.